This is WUIS. I'm Brian Mackey. In the May edition of Illinois Issues magazine, we have a report on automatic license plate readers that was written by Garrett Berger. He's covered state government in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Illinois. Garrett joins us now. Thank you for being here.
Hey, no problem, Brian. Great to be here.
What is an ALPR?
Well, AOPR, as you mentioned before, it's short for Automatic License Plate Readers. And these are devices or surveillance technology, basically, that police officers use on squad cars that take pictures of license plates as the squad car passes by parked cars or cars on the road, and then basically marking where the picture was taken. And that's compared, in a lot of cases, to lists of stolen vehicles or drivers with suspended licenses. And these are thousands and thousands of license plates. And this device can actually route into the squad car's computer and compare the license plate against the list. And if it pops up as a stolen car, say, it'll sound off an alarm. It allows them to find stolen cars or drivers that shouldn't be on the road or even drivers who have too many parking tickets and the car needs to get booted.
Yeah, I've heard that in Chicago in particular, for example, that they have units that just kind of drive around and scan cars and ping one's vehicles to put boots on. So how many departments in Illinois, how widespread is this use of this technology?
Well, according to data from the state police who have MOUs, basically they have a document from every agency that wants to use these. I had filed a FOIA request, got back a list of approximately 65 different police departments or different parts of ISP that had filed to or applied to use this technology. So they're allowed to use it. Some are no longer in operation. Some are still in operation. But there are dozens of departments across the state, mainly in the northern half of the state, that have used automatic license plate readers.
Springfield, in your story, has two vehicles, I think, equipped with this kind of thing, but it can also appear on bridges, for example. There can be stationary cameras.
That's correct. Looking at the police department use of these, for example, Springfield Police Department has two different license plate readers on their cars, or two squad cars with license plate readers, and they use that for the purposes that I had mentioned, basically looking for stolen vehicles or drivers who shouldn't be on the road.
So one of the reasons this is kind of in the news now is there's some legislation pending in the Illinois General Assembly. Both Democrats and Republicans have proposed sort of competing bills. One has the backing of the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois, ACLU of Illinois, which would kind of impose some restrictions on how police can use this data. There's another bill that is more favored by law enforcement. Let's begin with some of the privacy concerns. What are some of the concerns about how these cameras operate and how police use this data?
Well, as I mentioned, that these automatic license plate readers are comparing pictures of the plates to lists of stolen cars. But what they're also doing at the same time is mapping and logging where these plates have been sighted. So Springfield Police Department's data goes to the company which sold it, the license plate readers. It goes to Vigilant Solutions, and that data stays on their servers. And what they can actually do, if they're looking for a particular car, in the case of a crime, for example, they want to look for suspects or try to clear someone, they can use the database of whatever plates they've logged, which can be thousands of plates in an hour if conditions are perfect. They can actually go back and find out how many times they've spotted this plate and where. So you can create basically a map of where this car's been spotted. And if you have permission of other police departments, you can access their data as well. But Springfield, generally using two license plate readers, they're not going to get every car. But in that case, they'd be able to map out if they've seen this car, where it's been at a particular time. The concern is that if you have enough of these license plate readers and a plate shows up enough times, you'd be able to pretty effectively map out a person's life. If you have dozens of hits on a plate, you can see where it's coming back up multiple times. The ACLU's concern is basically some sort of nefarious government official or corrupt police, someone abusing this power would be able to map out your life. They'd be able to find out, do you go to a mosque? What other sort of religious institutions do you visit? Do you go to a criminal defense lawyer? Those are the things they're worried about, that you'd be able to track a person's life and make some pretty easy deductions from that.
Yeah, we talked to Kadeen Bennett with the ACLU of Illinois, and she actually expressed some of those concerns about exactly what you're talking about.
in New York law enforcement, they tracked or tagged the license plates of people attending a mosque. In January, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Department and also the DEA, they were using ALPRs to collect information about people leaving a gun show. So we think that once the law enforcement knows where you're going, they know who you are. They know if you're going to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. They know if you're what kind of church you're going to. And we think some of this information is private. And I think some law enforcement say, well, your driver's license, that's not personally identifiable information. We disagree. We think it's pretty easy. If you do a Google search right now and I had your license plate number, it would take me a matter of minutes to figure out your license plate number and connect it to you. And we think that that kind of information shouldn't be just sitting there in a database of innocent motorists. We think if you're using it to solve a crime or to find a missing person, that's really legitimate uses. But we don't think that law enforcement should just have millions and millions of plates just in case when they may need it.
So that's the privacy concerns. Obviously, absolutely. You know, we hear a lot about people worried about cell phones kind of tracking their movements all the time. This is a sort of a different way of police going about that and potentially building up a database on people. But what do the police say? Why is this a valuable tool for them? Why do they not want to see any limits placed on this sort of thing?
Well, the police say, first off, these concerns are baseless. I'm talking to Lyman Argelinas, who's the lobbyist for the Illinois Chiefs Association. He basically says the bill that they're supporting would only allow license plate reader data for, quote, legitimate law enforcement purposes. So basically saying you wouldn't be able to use it for these ideas that you're concerned about. And their concern is that if data is limited, because one of the suggestions in the legislature right now is to limit the retention of this license plate reader data to a specific time period so you can't build up a huge database to track people's movements. But the police position on that is that if you don't have that data from farther back, if you have a short time period where it's kept, what if a crime occurred, you know, past that point and you wanted to use the license plate data to determine what cars were in the area, who might have been driving around there, anybody suspicious and known criminals, things like that. And if you don't have that data, you can't use that data. And that's the police position on it. They don't want to be limited in their use of the license plate readers, and they believe that the concerns about privacy are overstated.
So one of the proposals to regulate this practice is sponsored by Democratic State Senator Daniel Biss, and he has gotten through a number of other pieces of legislation in recent years, one regulating police use of drones, which is not a widespread practice in Illinois, at least not yet, another one regulating police use of location tracking data, location tracking devices, which is fairly widespread. And he says that it can be very difficult to close the barn door after the horse has already left, right? So police have these tools that they're using. It's much harder to try and then claw back and regulate the use of that technology.
Absolutely. Once something's already in play and it's being used, it's hard to tell police, well, you can't use that anymore. We're going to need to put some restrictions on it. And for example, when you're trying to put the restrictions ahead of time, police are reluctant about buying that equipment. We're seeing the use of body cameras, for example. A lot of the police departments haven't bought those cameras yet, waiting for the legislature to rule on how these can be used. But if they have the license plate readers, they've already spent the money, and it's a significant – it's a substantial amount of money these cameras cost. If they already have them, they want to use them, and they don't want to be restricted on it.
Garrett Berger has covered state government in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Illinois, and you're going to be going to San Antonio, KSAT, to be an investigative reporter.
That's correct.
Congratulations on that, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.